I'm joined now by Brandon Holcup, who is the creator of the website All Things Dotty, which aims to make the world a better, more accessible place for visually impaired people and their families. Thanks for joining me again, Brandon.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for having me on. Things have been fantastic, actually. I mean, when I first started in 21, I was providing tactile artwork, but it was quite primitive. It was on just a piece of paper. And now we provide like braille artwork in frames so people can understand what things look like. We provide tactile photographs. So people who lose their sight later in life and they have a favorite photograph, they send it through to us and we provide that in braille now, which is fantastic. And we also are campaigning to try and get restaurants to provide braille menus. So to this end, I go around to different places, offer our services, explain the benefits, and now I'm pleased to say that although Pizza Hut was the only restaurant that had a braille menu when I started, we've now got lots of restaurants within Plymouth, Torquay, Devon, Cornwall, even as far as Wales. I mean, we've got lots of restaurants that have braille menus now. So massive push with the help of the Prince's Trust as well. And now, we've gone national.
So that's fantastic. You sound like you've been really, really busy and kept going. What have been some of the challenges?
I think biggest challenge is getting our name out there. Targeting the right audience. Of course, visually impaired people are the people that need our services most because we provide transcription services, whether it's a reading book or something that they need to help them with university or college, we provide that as well. And of course, until recently, nobody's been able to read their own birthday cards, which for me is fundamental to somebody's life. Actually being able to read a birthday card and feel the picture that relates to it is fantastic. So I think trying to persuade people that, we are out there, this is what we provide, anything's possible. So just send your requests through to us. That's the biggest challenge, I think.
For anyone that didn't catch the first interview, Brandon, talk a little bit about your sight condition. You have septo-optic dysplasia.
Yeah, that's the one. It means that my eyes, although they supposedly work, they don't connect my eyes to my brain. The nerves aren't long enough. They're just basically hanging in space. So that is the biggest problem, really, in that sometimes I see things but misinterpret them. Sometimes I can see shadows, but not much more.
When we first spoke and you'd started, you did a couple of orders, so you were in profit straight away. Has that side of the business been doing well too?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so, yeah. And our artwork is much, much better than it was. We provide it in frames now, and the braille quality is a lot better, so people can instantly identify it. But what we've done is we've introduced a bespoke service as well. So we've had a lot of people requesting different things, like a Pokemon card and a Pokemon portrait, which is great. So, yeah, I mean, we're developing all the time, and every aspect of the business is growing at the same time, which is what we wanted, really.
And is it just yourself still?
Not anymore. So with me, I've got my business partner, Mike.
How did that come about?
I contacted the Prince's Trust and I was lucky enough to get Mike as my mentor. And ever since the get-go, we've got on so well that we just hit it off. So he's not my mentor anymore, he's my business partner. And we've joined at the hip, as it were.
What about feedback?
Well, we've had lots of good feedback. One person who said it's the first time his daughter's been able to read her birthday card for the first time. And it was quite an emotional experience for all of them. They absolutely loved it. So very successful. And same goes for the menus as well. We've had some wonderful feedback. We actually went to a restaurant in Newton Abbot and we saw the menu in practice in use. So it's very successful.
Fantastic. What does the future hold?
So carrying on with the braille menus, we're contacting restaurant chains now as well to try and get them involved. We've also started contacting solicitors to see if they want anything done in braille. And also, we are providing braille tuition. So, if anybody listening today knows anybody or thinks they would need it themselves, please do contact us because this is the next big thing, I think. From doing a lot of market research, I find that people find it hard to learn braille by themselves and they can't find anybody to help teach them braille in their local area. So, or online if they struggle to get out and about. And this is the service that we are now providing. So, we're carrying on with what we're doing, we're developing all the time. We've got different services coming into being all the time as well. And we've just taken on a couple of people from the local job centre on work experience. So I'm sure they'll have a wealth of ideas to put behind us as well.
Fantastic. Well, you said one of the difficulties has been getting your name out there. How can people find out more?
We've got a Facebook page which is called All Things Dotty, and that's got a lot of our information on it. Our website is allthingsdottybraille.co.uk. Or you can feel free to give me a ring as well, and our number is on our website.
No matter what your request, no matter what problem you think you're facing, please do email us or get in touch, because we offer so many different services. There might be something for you that you don't even think about asking for. So please do get in touch.
Well, wish you all the luck in the world with it. It sounds fantastic what you're doing. Brandon Holcup, creator of All Things Doughty, thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck with the business going forward.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.